episode 2731, Ready Your Heart to Love Today.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you have the grill going because, yes, it is Independence Weekend. It's a holiday on Monday here in the United States of America. Canada just had their celebration yesterday. It's just a season of celebration, and I think we're all just itching to get out because you know what? The pandemic is over. We want to get to real life, and in doing so, we have to look at our relationships, and we have to look specifically at our marriage. Are you working on your marriage and building it to the point that nothing can shake it? Ready your heart to love today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Let me ask you this. Is the hustle too much to handle for your marriage? Love doesn't come easy, nor does it fade away fast, but it does take consistent action to keep it alive. Ready your heart to love today. Did you wake up this morning knowing that when you looked at your spouse, that your hubby was like the hottest ticket in the world and he was just for you? Seriously, did you really think that? If so, please send me an email. Because most of us are thinking about what has to be done before our feet even hit the floor. Who said anything about how amazing your spouse is? Getting caught up in the daily duties does not leave much for each other. Mom and dad, we're just exhausted. But just because the workday ends doesn't mean the work is done. There is always work. However, if there's always work, don't you think some of the work needs to include your spouse? Don't you think it needs to include your marriage? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe not even thought of until now. Well, relationships die over time if an effort is not extended by those involved. If you want to further your marriage with love and devotion, I encourage you to ready your heart to love today. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Ready your heart to love today. Instead of waking up in the morning and thinking first about the to-do list, come on, you know you do it. Maybe you should think about your spouse. Now, if you get up at different times, you might be doing some of the preparation the night before, and that's fine, but either way, love takes action because love is a verb. Love does not appear out of nowhere. There is chemistry and action required for love to exist and persist. So you got to ready your heart to love today. There's three things I really want you to think about. And it's really more so because I know you got the grill on. You're probably thinking, I've almost got the watermelon cut and I got to go out there to the pool. Or we're heading over to the friend's house. Or we've got a neighborhood party. Or we're going to see grandma and grandpa. Whatever your day is like, I don't want to keep you long. But I do want to keep you thinking. And I want to keep your heart beating for your spouse. First of all, be kind. Kindness is the stepping stone to loving unconditionally. If you're not kind, you're mean. That's just how it is. And that meanness shows up in different ways. It can show up in your attitude, being pushy and bossy, just being crabby because you said you could be crabby, being irate because you're like, well, you know, I've had a bad day and that's just how it is. Have you been with these kids all day long? Okay, we can't let that kind of stuff get in between who we said I do to because it's about the we, or you don't have a family. So you want to come together. You want to mend the relationship always. And you do so by being kind because we're imperfect. And so when we're imperfect, well, we've just got to be kind to each other. And I love it. Just think of it as kindness as a stepping stone to loving unconditionally. And ultimately, that's what you're headed for. Now, that's hard to get there. You can get there, but think of it as being kind first. It's an easier acceptance into the world of I'm going to build a solid foundation in my marriage. So be kind. Number two, Be gracious. Respect rises when you are gracious, when you're courteous and pleasant, polite, well-mannered, and friendly, right? You want to be gracious. Sometimes your spouse honestly doesn't know how to serve you, doesn't know what you want. And so when they try to do something for you, and you're sitting there going, oh, well, he got it all wrong. Really? Well, did you ask him specifically for him to do it the way you wanted him to do it? Or was he extending his heart to you? And you in turn just need to be gracious. We can be really picky sometimes. Come on. And I think we, especially as moms, we're extra picky. Not just because of our personalities. No. Just take away all of those personality tests. Just because you're a mom, you're picky. Why? Because you want it done the way you want it done. That's just how it is. Now, we're all different as in moms, right? I'm a different mom. You're a different mom. So we do things differently. However, when we're doing it, it's like, okay, but this is my box that I want you to fit in. And so honestly, we're trying to fit our spouse in a box. It doesn't work that way. Number one, I don't know about you, but my hubby does not like to be put in a box. It's kind of scary and dark in there. Just saying, okay, that's just okay. I won't go into my funnies. But seriously, you've got to be gracious. And in order to do that, you've got to understand that your spouse, a lot of times, is just extending a hand, extending the heart, and saying, I love you. And this is how I know how to say I love you. Now, if you want to be loved differently and served differently, then that's a conversation you need to have. But you need to make it a gracious one, right? So be kind, be gracious. And number three, be forgiving. Nothing in life is perfect. Lean into forgiving rather than bittering your sweetheart. And what I mean by that is because we're not perfect, we're going to make mistakes. That's just what it is. We do it every single day. But sometimes we make mistakes that are so little that we can just kind of let them go. But other times, for whatever reason, they get under our skin and you're like, I can't let this one go. And the next thing you know, you are talking about it morning, noon, night, not the first day it happened, but the second and the third and the fourth week later. You keep bringing up the situation. Do you think that helps anything? No. You got to be forgiving, because if you keep doing that, if you just keep kind of pressing and pressing and pressing, that's the bittering. And that tears apart the heart. You don't want to do that. The idea is to build up, not to tear down. Ready your heart to love today. Be kind, be gracious, be forgiving. This is how you begin. And the key is that you have to do it every day. That's the key here. There is no way, though, to make it easy. It is simple, but it is not easy. You have to implement it. And sometimes it might be just a crazy season and you don't get it right all the time. Guess what? That's okay too. Are you trying? Are you putting forth the effort that really needs to happen in your marriage? Because let me tell you, when you do, a lot of things shift in your marriage for the better, not for the bitter. And that's where you want to go. Because unfortunately, nowadays, have you looked at what's going on in the news? I don't care where you're getting your news. None of it's good for the most part, to the point where I can't watch the news every single day. It drives me absolutely batty. And I have to sit there and I get on my knees and I pray and I'm like, Lord, I don't know what kind of state we're in, but it's not a great one. But you see, there's one thing that I can control, and that is what happens within the four walls. My family. And I can be the one that can step out and work every day on my marriage, work every day on the relationships that matter in my life. And when that happens, you then begin to make a difference in the world, because it makes a difference for them. And so even though you may have Grumpy walk in the door, that doesn't mean Grumpy has to be there all day, the rest of the day. Some things just happen. But we've got to be there for each other. We've got to build each other up and stop tearing each other down. You want to better your spouse, not bitter your spouse. And that is the main focus here. So my challenge for you, yes, on this holiday weekend, which is so awesome because the majority of us get a 3-day weekend. And in doing so, please remember why we have this holiday, why we celebrate it. We Google a lot of things. Why don't you Google, sit down with your children, or get a different book, read an excerpt. Go read something within the Constitution. Go find what matters to you about your country. And if you're from another country, go celebrate your country's values and what is important to you. And I'll give yourself that permission just to say, you know what, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've given us. We sometimes take a lot of things for granted. Oh, wait, I'm going to take that back. We don't sometimes take things for granted. I would say 99% of things we take for granted until they're gone. I don't want you at all to be one of those spouses that regrets when your spouse is gone. I wish I would have said, I wish I would have done. That is a guilt that no one should ever have to carry. Regardless of the situation and the circumstance of losing a spouse. And that even means to divorce, seriously. That's still a loss of. So I want you to think about this. What can you do tomorrow morning for your spouse? What can you do? Is it, maybe you're going to do breakfast in bed for just the two of you. Great. Don't make it difficult. Don't make it challenging. Already plan it out. Have it prepped in the refrigerator. So when you wake up, and maybe you can sneakily, how do you like that word? Wake up, bring and get the breakfast made, bring it into the bedroom, not disturb anybody, especially if you're an empty nester, have fun, or if your kids are older and they're sleeping in, or maybe they're out gallivanting with their own friends. They have their own schedule. Take advantage of that. Say, you know what? This is our time together. Or maybe it's simply, well, you're going to get up and it doesn't normally happen, but you're going to take a shower together. I know you're thinking, but that's all woo-woo. Well, what do you think you said I do to? We have to sometimes plan out things for them to happen. And that doesn't mean that they cannot be amazing and that you create your own fireworks, because by golly, you can do it. And it doesn't just have to always be spur of the moment. But there does always have to be intention. And I think that's where we miss the mark in marriage. We are not intentionally living out the love that we have claimed when we set our vows. And that takes work, that takes effort, and we've got to do it every single day. Remember the stepping stone? Be kind, be gracious, be forgiving. What can you do tomorrow morning for your spouse? I think it'll be fun, seriously. And, you know, when you're hanging out with your friends and your family, you know, have that just tucked in the back of your mind. Because ultimately, you made a commitment. And I really do believe we need to start standing up for the commitments that we've made to each other first before we can go out and stand up for the commitments that we've made to our community, to our friends, to our extended family, to our bosses, to the corporations we work for, and even to our political stance. It reaches all areas. So go out and make a difference today, first by impacting your marriage. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day, and happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.